This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In a church, those in leadership need to be on the lookout for reliable, faithful participants in their church. They need to find ways for such people to enlarge the sphere of their experience as they are able to handle it. Then they need to equip and empower them to assume leadership responsibilities as they mature. Other questions to ask someone who is not a leader now is, are you willing to commit yourself to become one of those reliable, faithful folk who, by virtue of that quality, will be noticed and recruited for leadership training? Will you volunteer to work at a given project and prove yourself reliable? Will you take the initiative to join a Bible study or prayer group and be faithful in your participation? And even if you are not noticed, are you willing to ask someone whom you respect as a godly person to disciple you? When Barnabas took Paul under his wing, he found him to be reliable and faithful. In fact, Paul was willing to go the extra mile. Barnabas also was ready to pour his life into Mark, who had been a dropout on the first missionary trip. Under Barnabas' tutelage, Mark became a reliable, faithful man, who eventually became a leader others respected and trusted and God used to extend his kingdom. You need to remember that God can use you. Are you committed to be a reliable, faithful follower of Christ? Are you willing to become a part of this maturing, equipping process? I sure hope so, because the church needs an increasing number of leaders, and leaders come out of the pool of reliable, faithful believers. Pray that God would raise up reliable, faithful people who are ready to assume and develop into leaders.